the through line, when confrontation costs less than accommodation. The common thread across Sunday's most consequential stories is what happens when multiple actors simultaneously conclude that the costs of confrontation are lower than the costs of accommodation. Iran refuses talks, the Houthis escalate regardless of diplomatic conditions, China wraps territorial seizure in conservation language, and Russia reportedly stages strikes through allied neighbors. Each represents a calculated bet that the other side will absorb the cost rather than escalate further. That is a fragile equilibrium. The domestic counterpoint, a 90-6 Senate spending vote, is worth acknowledging as evidence that American institutions retain some capacity for functional bipartisanship. But the structural problems that vote does not solve are significant. The military readiness gap, a strategic petroleum reserve at 1983 levels, a postal service facing a fiscal cliff, and a research talent pipeline being routed out of the country by visa policy changes. The technology stories of the week share a pattern. Capability is being deployed faster than governance can follow. AI agents sophisticated enough to compromise major research platforms are in wide use. Browsers are downloading 20 gigabytes to users' computers without asking. Data centers are draining aquifers that took thousands of years to fill. The absence of meaningful consent mechanisms and impact assessment is generating backlash. Stolen cameras, frozen permits, 15 state attorneys general, that will ultimately slow deployment more than deliberate governance would have. A correction is also warranted. In a May 18th segment, an erroneous claim was made that Ukraine struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks occurred. The error is acknowledged plainly. Scrutinizing one's own claims is the same standard applied to everyone else covered in this program. The week ahead turns on Tuesday's eclipse, the continuing Paramount Warner antitrust review, and, above all, whether any structured diplomatic contact between Washington and Tehran materializes within the 60-day window that analysts identify as the critical test of whether economic pressure is actually changing Iranian calculations.